integrative health info. At its best, it's time for It's Your Health, and it ain't rocket science with Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille.
Well, 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 you caught me a little bit off guard there. I don't even want to tell you, but I am glad I'm here. This segment, okay, so I mentioned, hey, you might have, what, the fire department, 911, or the police department on speed dial to save your life. But would you consider having a sales rep? Would you?
No. No, okay. Because, Holly, this is a problem.
But can
Holly,
sales,
this sales rep thing is a huge deal, man.
All right, why don't you tell our very confused listeners right now what the heck we're talking about?
We call it the stent to high heel ratio. Okay. We used to joke that the reps that came in, what do salespeople do? They sell. Part of this, Holly, one reason.
So you're talking about, let me interrupt you because I know that you're far, far, way, way in Belgium, actually. And you're talking about in doctor's offices, they get visits. I get visits all the time from sales reps of certain products, pharmaceuticals, devices, anything that they think that they can sell that is going to convince us that it's going to be value add for our patients. Is that correct?
That is true, and they're good at it. And they're very good at it. I mean, walking on hot coals with Tony Robbins, they are good at it, and they sell it. And physicians, the sharper ones, they take what the salespeople do, they bring it into consideration with the research, and then what they've done through the years, and then they go ahead and they apply it to the patient. Other ones just go, well, yeah, you know, listen, I kind of find you attractive, I'll try your stent. That happens every day, Holly. People deserve better. Yeah, it does, and the data's there too. There's lots of data, but I watched it. I don't need research for this. I mean, there's studies showing the influence of reps. When I was at Arizona Heart, there was one doctor who was openly gay male, fabulous cardiologist, and they used to send a really, really handsome male in as his sales rep to work with him, and he was so mad. He was so mad, and he's like, get out of here. He's like, why? He goes, well, you're tracking like sexuality to make sure I use your stents. I think that's dropped a new level. The data's out there, and I don't know, for the listener, what we are telling you about is the dirty little non-secret of medicine that the pharmaceutical industry, the device industry, that's what stents are, that's what pacemakers are, that they are influencing in the actual facility, in the room, what they are using, meaning that the stent manufacturer sales reps are in the suite when they were doing the angiograms talking about their product. And I watched it all the time. I watched Bob Strumpf not let the reps in. Bob Strumpf is a friend of mine. He is a wonderful invasive cardiologist. I don't like stents. I like Bob. Good guy, good doctor, right? He wouldn't let him in. I watched other doctors go, oh, okay, yeah, why don't we try this and see what it does? I was appalled, Holly.
Well, and I think what's the harm? The harm is that we're the doctors are not doing, first of all, one, I would say continuing education, perhaps.
Right.
Well, of course they are, because they have to get their license renewed. But are they doing research?
Holly, let me ask you a question. You're a general practitioner, a lot of women's medicine. You do a lot of internal medicine. Okay, I've heard your practices, wonderful successes. You've been treating people for several years now, very successfully. We're talking about hospital-based physicians, which all of our patients are going to need. Where does this get you as a doctor? Holly, on your breaks, you read medical journals. You do radio shows. You leave, you go do a TV special, and you go back and see patients. You are saturated in medicine. You owe it to your patients. And Holly, you could have quit practicing years ago. You need to do it to be real. When you hear this story, does it sicken you? Does it just get you frustrated? I want to know, as a practicing doctor, you know, naturopathic doctor, what this is doing to you.
Absolutely. But I think for the most part, it's one of those things where it's like, because I get more incensed about things that I get incensed about that I can't do anything about.
Yeah.
I think we have to arm our listeners and our consumers. I mean, one and the same. To ask good questions. And I understand you're talking hospital-based here. And you're talking surgery. And sometimes when you need...
You can avoid... No, but if you ask the right questions, you can avoid problems, though. You can.
Absolutely. Now, sometimes when you're going in surgery, you have no time, you have no way sometimes actually I would say, have even an informed consent. But if you have anybody, right. You've got to be able to ask those good questions. What do you know about the medication that you are going to be prescribing? Mm-hmm. Or if it's hospital-based or doctor's office-based, ask those questions. You know, this is a new medication, this is a new blood pressure medication, what differs from the old tried and true medications? You know, is just this the du jour? Did you just get visited? And of course, if the doctor is writing with a pen that has the logo of the medication or the company that manufactures the medication, or if they have a pad that they're writing on that has the logo, or if they have you name it, the bells and whistles that come in with the marketing of these manufacturing places, and also the medications themselves, you got to ask those good questions. Now, one thing that I will tell you, I want to tell you this, that I think is a good thing. Mm-hmm. If you've got a smart doctor, and if you've got a conscious and cognizant doctor, is they can take the information and they can understand, okay, that it's being put in front of me. I have actually learned about new ingredients, and I get a lot of news feeds. I get a lot of different reports sent to me on a daily basis. I've actually learned about some new ingredients that I, of course, went on my own to then back up and substantiate, but I've learned about, and then I've also learned about successes from a couple sales reps that I wouldn't have known about otherwise, and as well been reminded about some things that I actually have kind of had fallen off of my repertoire in a sense. Mm-hmm. And so those are things, but once again, it comes down to, look, everybody needs a job, right? My mom used to tease me about having so much credit card debt. And I'm like, Mom, everybody needs a job. You know, I was financing somebody out there. Somebody had to. And so so sales reps,
Kevin and Sonar, we need a raise.
Right.
That's
Kevin
right.
And Sonar, these are the men,
guys.
The That's awesome right. men behind the scenes here on our show.
Holly, I want to interject something though.
No, you want to interrupt right. just once again. Just kidding. Go ahead, I'm listening.
Okay.
And hopefully other people still are too.
Yes. I just wanted to tell you the question to ask. Somebody's having a heart attack. They want to take them to the cath lab. They want to do a stent. I just want to tell them that there's a simple question that you want to ask. What type of stents do you like to use? If you do that, they're going to tell you what they like to use, and that will eliminate the sales rep issue. This is an inside technique, listeners. Ask the doctor. You'll always have a pre-meeting. Ask the doctor, what stents do you like to use? And then they won't waver from their research because they'll have already told it to you. They have a liability. Please, I apologize dearly for interrupting. I really didn't mean to do that. It's just I wanted to do that to add to the show.
Oh, no, I think that's really important for those folks to know. Absolutely. I think that's great information for consumers. Absolutely.
And, you know, it's hard because people are scared, Holly.
60. Right?
You know, we're talking about
times when people are scared. I think I'm going to throw this back to you to close up the segment, but I also think, once again, people are scared, yes, but at the same time, once again, they need to be empowered, and I think and they got to be able to be their own primary care providers and not just have the attitude that, oh, it's just because my doctor recommended it. Your doctor has that right to write the script, right? But everything after that, you got to take responsibility for.
When that doctor's walking in and they say that they're going to take your loved one into 30. A cath lab, there's a few questions you can ask. What types of products do you like to use? What kinds of tests do you like to do? What kind of stents? And actually ask them to name that manufacturer. Listen to what Dr. Holly's saying here about empowering and not just being your own primary care provider, 10. But taking 10 to 15 seconds to ask those questions. And that's how we're going to keep you well.
5.
Radio MD, radiomd.com.